Harper Audio presents The Perfect Mother, a novel by Amy Molloy, performed by Kristen Milioti. Three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. Prologue, Mother's Day, May 14th. Joshua. I wake feverish. The skylight above me pulses with rain, and I spider my fingers across the sheets, remembering I'm alone. I close my eyes and find my way back to sleep until I'm woken again, engulfed by a deep, sudden pain. I've been waking with a sick feeling every morning since he left, but I know right away this is different. Something's wrong. It hurts to walk. And I crawl from the bed, across the floor, which is gritty with sand and dust. I find my phone in the living room, but I don't know who to call. He's the only one I want to speak to. I need to tell him what's happening and hear him say that everything will be fine. I need to remind him, just one more time, how much I love him. But he won't answer. Or worse, he will. And he'll seethe into the phone, telling me he won't continue to put up with this, warning me that if I ever call him again, he'll... The pain grips my back so hard, I can't breathe. I wait for it to pass, for the moment of reprieve I've been promised, but it doesn't come. This isn't what the book said would happen. Nothing like what the doctor told me to expect. They said it'll be gradual, that I'll know what to do. I'll time things. I'll sit on the stoop sail yoga ball I bought. I'll stay home as long as possible to avoid the machines, the drugs, all the things they do at the hospital.